our conversation with Wayne Eckerson of TDWI, we discussed which areas of BI are ripe for consolidation and which are not, tips for handling the political issues of BI consolidation, including dealing with power users, and how to decide what BI tool to consolidate on, and tips for getting the process started. Before we return to our conversation, here's a little more information on Wayne's background. He's Director of Research and Services for TDWI and has 17 years of experience in the IT industry. He's covered data warehousing and BI issues since 1995. Wayne is the author of many in-depth reports, a columnist for several business and technology magazines, and a noted speaker and consultant in the BI industry. His book, titled Performance Dashboards, Measuring, Monitoring, and Managing Your Business, was published by John Wiley & Sons in October 2005.
You mentioned that earlier, that some areas where companies should look to consolidate. Could you kind of reiterate those again and what, because as you said, every company is going to need more than one BI system for the most part. But what are kind of the major areas where you can look to consolidate?
Yeah, well, a lot of the leading BI tools now offer a BI platform that's very strong in reporting. So there's different flavors of reporting. There's pixel perfect production reporting that you may want to have a separate tool to do that, especially on the financial side. So typically, you'll see a lot of companies with a unique financial reporting tool, perhaps a production reporting tool. But for your general management reports, you know, that's 80% of the reports that get generated on a regular basis, that certainly is something that should be standardized as well. And a lot of those tools now have some analytical capability, interactive capability. So we call them query reporting and analysis tools. So that's certainly one area. Financial reporting, production reporting, management reporting, typically three different tools there. Now, OLAP, typically that's another tool set, oftentimes used by planners as well as power users and analysts. Data mining certainly is very distinctive, usually needing a different tool set there. And then dashboards and scorecards. A lot of that capability is now built into the BI platform, but in some cases you may need, your company may need or want something that's a little bit more best of breed than what's in the package. But certainly it's the quest of the BI vendors to offer all of those things I just said. Given that, I don't think it's going to be a complete violation if you pick a separate or you standardize on a separate tool for each of those areas. Financial reporting, production reporting, management reporting, OLAP, data mining, and then your dashboard scorecard environment.
You also mentioned, talking about power users, and they sometimes are very attached to their tools. How do you deal with some of the, I guess you could call, political issues when you're consolidating some of your BI systems? Do you advise basically to let power users use whatever they want? Or if not, how do you kind of convince them to let go of their tool of choice when you're standardizing on something else?
Yeah, I kind of recommend they let them do what they want. The twist comes two twists. One, they have to use standardized data, and they can't create these unaudited, unregulated data marts under their desk. But they can do that as long as it's just for them, okay? But once they start producing reports, information, analyses that are consumed by the greater company, those reports need to be done in a standardized way. So to ensure that, one, the data is correct, two, that they're not overburdening the analysts with a lot of, manual IT work, and three, that, if this does scale up, that there's economies of scale that the company can obtain by having it done in a standardized fashion. So there's a fine line between if you're doing analysis on your own, fine, but once you want others to consume that, okay, that has to go through some more standardized, centralized processes, to publish that data and to source it as well.
And finally, once the company's made the decision they're going to standardize on one or two or three BI tools for these different groups of BI functions you mentioned, what tips do you have kind of to get the process started? How do you kind of make that decision, which tools to standardize on, and how do you kind of get the ball rolling?
Well, yeah, and that is not an easy issue. And sometimes companies do the analysis and the calculations, and they realize that between the politics and the cost of migration, and the cost of training, the cost of shutting down old systems, and the cost of licensing new software and buying new servers to run it on, the costs outweigh the benefits of a standardization effort. Nonetheless, in times like these, there's usually an imperative from above to, you know, save money, streamline operations, simplify the number of suppliers, and, you know, a short-term bump in migration costs is outweighed by the long-term savings.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Wayne. That was some good advice.
All right. Thank you. Pleasure being with you here.